USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian forces are making big gains in the very areas the Kremlin is trying to take over. They penetrated Russian defenses in the southern Kherson region. The Ukrainians also consolidated gains in the east and other major battlefields, reestablishing control as Russian President Vladimir Putin is dealing with problems with manpower, weapons, morale. He's also dealing with criticism not just from outside of Russia, but within it. The advances made by Kyiv are so apparent that a Russian defense ministry spokesman had to acknowledge them. President Biden visiting Puerto Rico on Monday to see the damage caused by Hurricane Fiona. He says his administration will help rebuild the island every step of the way from the Category 1 storm. He'll visit Florida on Wednesday to see how the recovery from Hurricane Ian is plodding along. More than 100 people have been reported dead now from the Category 4 hurricane. Remnants of Ian soaking areas from North Carolina to New Jersey. About 60 million people are under some form of flood advisory, which is prompting one governor to tell his residents to be prepared and protected financially.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says he would encourage every homeowner in his state to buy flood insurance.
We are pushing and encouraging people to buy flood insurance. We know that particularly in these areas that are hit time and again, that we got to be more resilient.
This was during an interview on NBC News. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Wall Street has not seen a day this good since late July, the major indexes soaring more than 2%. The Dow added 765 points. The Nasdaq gained nearly 240 points. The S&P 500 rose close to 93 points. You are listening to USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Former President Trump is suing CNN, accusing the cable network of defaming his character. His attorneys claim that CNN sought to use its, quote, massive influence to defame their client for political purposes. Trump is seeking $475 million in punitive damages. The network did not comment on the lawsuit. One Kardashian did not keep up with her disclosures. And now she must pay.
Cable television socialite Kim Kardashian is in legal trouble with the Securities and Exchange Commission. She's agreed to pay $1.26 million to settle regulatory allegations that she failed to disclose money when she was being paid to promote a cryptocurrency to investors. The SEC complains that Ms. Kardashian should have revealed that she was being paid when she promoted Ethereum Max crypto tokens on her Instagram account, a single post that netted her $250,000. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Ringo Starr has tested positive for COVID-19, forcing the former Beatle to cancel several Canadian stops with his all-star band. A statement from the band says the 82-year-old is recovering at home and hopes to resume as soon as possible. Apple says it will release Will Smith's next big project, Emancipation, in December. The fate of the film, which was once an Oscar contender, was put in limbo after the actor slapped comedian Chris Rock at the ceremony earlier this year. Smith's 10-year ban from attending the Oscars has complicated things. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.